Hey, y'all, it's Noxie. Thanks for listening to the Detailed Solutions podcast. And now, a little bit more about one of our sponsors. Alex, have you heard about the paint assassins on Facebook?
No, Noxie. What's that?
I'm glad you asked, you wrinkled little booby. Paint assassins was started by a dude named Jason Bruno to where detailers can find the camaraderie that they're looking for without any of the negative trolling bullshit like other Facebook groups. Not only that, but they can compete with their work weekly, monthly, or yearly to win prizes. Oh, dude. And they make sick merchandise, so you always have fresh gear to wear.
Whoa.
Anyway, y'all want to check it out? Again, it's Paint Assassins on Facebook or Instagram. Check it out.
Welcome to the Detail Solutions podcast. This is another What's On Your Mind. Again, as always, got Jason here co-hosting. And once again, probably racking up most many times as a guest on the podcast, we got the one and only Billy, ADG in the house.
Yeah. What's up, guys? Happy to be back.
Yeah, man.
All right.
So this is going to be Jason's episode. So if it sucks, you guys can bitch at him. But this was, so he had an idea. He had a topic, integrity, that he wanted to talk about. I told him, well, I think Billy's probably the best person to talk about that topic.
Absolutely. I wanted to talk about integrity. You know, integrity within our industry and everything like that, you know, and I figured what better person to have than, you know, Billy on here. You know, guy was in the Marines, you know, and I was in the Army. So I think we got a really good perspective on it, what integrity means to both of us. You know, to me, it means, you know, doing the right thing when nobody's looking, or, you know, telling the truth honestly. I think integrity and honesty go hand in hand. So
right.
I just wanted to talk about that with Billy and, you know, see what his insight with integrity is, as well as yours, Alex.
Integrity's wiping the piss off the toilet seat even when nobody's around. Clean your shit up.
So how do you think integrity in our industry is? Do you think it's lacking? Do you think it's there? Or do you think it's like 50-50?
I mean, I think it's there. I think it comes in spurts. You know, it's kind of like the season. Sometimes it's there, sometimes it's not. You know, integrity is different than attitude, or, you know, and integrity really is a makeup of a person's personality, right? Like, so if you lie to me, chances are you probably are dishonest in other ways of your life. So I think integrity is a makeup of somebody's personality. I would like to think that integrity is you know, more of it in the industry than not in it, or is more of a part of the industry than not a part of the industry. But, you know, sometimes it just depends on which way the wind blows, right? For some people, if there's anything I can't stand, it's somebody tell me they're going to do something, then they don't do it.
Yeah.
You know, and that's happened before. And I just completely lose my shit when that happens. Cause I just, you know, again, it all goes back to integrity, but, you know, it goes back to observing things from afar and then interacting with people that you like to interact with. And it just so turns out I try to hang out with people with integrity.
Right. Well, one thing that I've noticed, or, you know, seen, heard through stories or whatever, is detailers that'll cheat the system, right? So they sell their client on a 52 stage correction, 18 coats of ceramic, you know, for huge dollars, but then they turn around and they half-ass one step it throw some, you know, whatever coating on it, call it a day. And then the client comes back or goes somewhere else or whatever. And is like, why doesn't my stuff look like it's supposed to? I was sold on this. And I think that is a lot of, it has a lot to do with integrity and our industry is some detailers, you know, selling one thing and doing another thing.
That could be blamed on the companies as well. A lot of these companies, you know, lack integrity.
Right.
There's definitely a lot of bullshit getting sold in the industry, you know, and back to the whole integrity thing. And, you know, the industry is made up of a whole swath of people, different backgrounds and really different agendas, you know, and there's all kinds of different groups now out there. There's other groups just for hanging out and this and that. And you read some of the crap on there and it makes you question, you know, right. This guy for real or is he kidding? Please tell me he's kidding. And it's funny what Jason said, referring like detailers, you know, trying to oversell the customer on a bunch of stuff that's, you know, not 100% honest. And this is coming from an industry full of people that really, when you think about it, overthink the entire process to begin with. So, you know, just learn to detail, right? And then you have a lot of people.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah, and I think what you're saying about the groups too plays in a lot because, you know, there's a lot of groups where people will go in and, you know, talk a bunch of shit and say a bunch of things, maybe because it's a private group or people aren't in it or something like that, but, you know, they don't have the integrity to say something to that person's face, you know.
Yeah.
Or talk it out with the person or whatever. They'd rather just go bash them online. I think
now,
different groups.
I tell you that. Go ahead, Alex. I'm sorry, bro.
You're fine. I just wanted to just say that I think you're right about the different groups.
There is a lot of that. And even with myself, you know, I've gotten to a point, I'm pretty outspoken, you know, like I'll call somebody on their bullshit.
Right.
Especially if it involves me, the company or something like that. But, you know, there is also kind of like a crossroads with that too. And just a couple of days ago, you know, I kind of, you know, I always put myself out there, even in the public, just, you know, about just things, whatever's on my mind, I'll post it up. And you always open yourself up for everybody's fucking opinion, whether you ask for it or not. And, you know, I had somebody kind of come back at me and I came back hard with him because, you know, like, if I tell you something, I'm telling you what I'm telling you. I'm not bullshitting around. I'm not, you know, looking to have a messaging spat back and forth all night with you. And then long story short, so I roughed him up a little bit. And then he comes back. Well, I thought you were always a cool guy. It turns out you're just an asshole. So I think that's the downside of it. And that makes me really not want to interact a whole lot in a lot of groups because you see a lot of that bullshit and you try to avoid it. You try to you know, avoid the negativity. But if you somehow get drug into it, get mentioned in it or find yourself in it, and, you know, you come at somebody, well, all of a sudden you're just an asshole and your company sucks.
Right. Yeah, and that's, I mean, you should have just told him, no, you're an asshole. He just thought you were cool.
Oh, I told him, I said, go you know, take $200,000 and go start your own company.
Yeah.
You know, and he was like, oh, $200,000. You know, would you go print a bunch of business cards? You're not even a national company. And that's what we get, right? So if I slap you, you come back and throw it, you know, you don't, come at me. You don't come at me, bash my company.
Right.
But you recognize that and recognize what you're dealing with. And usually after that point, there's really no sense in debating. You've already won the debate.
Yeah, exactly.
So one of the main things that really wanted to talk about integrity, and I'm pretty sure a lot of people who listen to this podcast have already seen what happened on YouTube with a certain somebody who does reviews and, you know, gets paid for those reviews. Now, when you see somebody like that, I feel like integrity is not really there because you're not really being honest with people. Because, I mean, whether you like the product or not, kind of goes out the window once you start getting paid for these reviews.
Right.
And Alex got me going one night and he's like, yeah, I'm going to start doing this myself. I'm gonna start saying I like all this shit. I'm like, bro,
hey,
please don't do that.
That's not exactly how I phrase it. I just said, I'm willing to be paid to try products out. If people want to pay me to try products, that's fine. Honestly, I'm just down for free products. I mean, if somebody wants to send me something free to try out.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm totally down for it.
Detailers, Anyo may have started the entry-level coding game in 2016, but I'm here to tell you that it's running the game in 2021. I finally got my hands on some and was able to install it on a client's car and also on my car. And let me tell you, it went on easier than any coding I've ever put on. It wiped off or leveled down, whichever term you'd like to use, as easy as pie. The slickness levels instantaneously are better than any ceramic coating that I've used in my 7 years of installing different ceramic coatings. I can tell you from driving my car in the rain today that at 65, 70 miles an hour in a pouring downpour, I was more mesmerized by the water sheeting off the hood of my car than paying attention to the road. Stupid, I know. But Anyo is the real deal. And if you're not using it, you're doing an injustice to yourself. So slide on over to the Detail Supply app and pick you some up. Use the code DETAIL15 and save 15% off of your purchase. That's Anyo Ceramic Coatings. Get some today.
Listen, you don't have to send me any free shit. I'm already using.
Just wink at me.
I'm using almost everything you have, I think. So.
Well, I tell you what, man, and there is a difference. And so largely a lot of this is consumers. I don't remember the last time I watched a detailing video on YouTube. Not that I couldn't learn anything, just time, I guess, more than anything. But you know, I think that there's a difference. Like some people are going to do things. It's just like the movie Jackass when Jackass came out. People out there doing stupid shit because somebody's going to pay to see stupid shit.
Yep.
There's a market for everything, and there's a market for some guy either buying product or being sent products and doing really vanilla, not even peanuts, just vanilla videos. And there's a market for that. So that, I mean, that just, if anything else, it should tell you anything's fucking possible. And right. I've watched that. I can't get past about 3 minutes in, and I'm like, I want to gouge my eyes out. I just don't see the talent. You can get right. Work a computer, and I don't see the talent. But I'll draw a line at people need to understand. Anybody listening to this podcast, I just call it like it is. There's a difference in somebody that is paid to do reviews, and you got to see it for what it is. And people who are trying to be an influencer in the industry that runs for the first fucking paycheck they get. Yeah, to me, that's a lack of integrity. Just come out and say, hey, I'm just trying to get paid. Everybody's trying to get paid, but.
Yeah.
From somebody like us, somebody like American Detailer Garage, if I do a YouTube channel, obviously it's going to be hard to, I can't review a lot of other products, right? I'm at kind of a disadvantage, but not really. So I'm talking about ADG, but I'm here to show you the way our products work. And obviously I would love for people to buy.
Right.
Now that really marks me off. Nobody's going to call me, you know, a detailing product manufacturer dealing with liquids going to call and offer me money. There, you know, there've been influencers in the industry that, they're here to influence until somebody buys them off. It's no difference. Listen to me. Then in your local town and in whatever town USA, and you're competing with another detailer in your town, right? And somebody buys them off. Well, this guy's competing with me until that guy gets a, you know, $22 an hour factory job. All of a sudden he's not detailing anymore. You made fun of him then, but what's the difference if somebody that's doing influential videos and then just takes a paycheck?
Right. And the one thing I told Jason, you know, those guys, listen, if they want to get paid, like, I'm more power to them, because to me, those YouTube guys, their market isn't the professional detailer.
Mm-hmm.
Their market,
for the most part.
Right. Their market is the DIY guy. Right. So they are basically becoming a advertisement for said company to market their products towards the DIY guy. And most of the products that they're going to, I'm using finger quotes, review are DIY products, because they're, most of them aren't pro detailers, because you're not going to find somebody like the three of us on YouTube trying to train somebody on a professional coding that you either have to pay to install or do a training to install, and you can only be certified to install, because then it doesn't make it, you're not going to get any views, right? I mean, like, mm-hmm. other people like us aren't, that are already using a product, aren't on YouTube looking how to use it. We should already know how to use it, right? So I honestly don't have any problems with those people getting paid. I just was astounded at how much apparently they get paid, and said, how does Alex get some pay like that?
Yeah.
That's all.
I guess, where I was going with that is when you said that to me, I was just like, dude, all I heard in my head was sellout. Because you are a professional, right?
I am a professional.
You do know what works and what doesn't work. And if you do decide to go on YouTube and make these review videos, you are going to attract the pro side.
Listen, I am way too lazy with this podcast. There's no way I'm editing a YouTube video.
That's what you pay somebody for.
But
with your money that you get from the advertisements.
Yeah. But here's the thing, right? But here was kind of my intention on it, was if a big manufacturer company or coding company or liquids company, whatever, messaged me and said, hey, Alex, we want to throw X amount of dollars at your podcast and you just talk about us all the time.
But see, you did stamp, do that in the
stamp
beginning.
Sellout. I mean,
but you did do that in the beginning, right?
I didn't.
And this is why you have integrity. You did that in the beginning. I won't say, you know, you didn't, but when you did that for Anyo and Total Auto Solutions, you really never used their products. But you have tried Anyo since and you like it. You have tried some of their chemicals as well. So it's not like you're going out there and be like, oh, grab Anyo. It's some of the best coding out there. You've actually used it. You've experienced with it.
Right.
So you can actually give an honest feedback about it. It's not like you're going and saying, hey, here's some amount of money and here's a product you never used. Say it's good.
Right. No. And it was never that way. It was just in the beginning. It was, hey, we want to put a commercial on.
Yeah. Cool. No, it was. I get cool. it.
Put Absolutely. A commercial. I mean, I don't have any problems putting a commercial on here for something that I haven't tried. It wouldn't be something that I haven't tried for very long, because if I'm going to have a commercial for it, I'm going to eventually try that product, because, you know, if it doesn't work for me, why do I want to promote it? So I guess there's where a little bit of integrity. But
you remember when Michael Jordan did McDonald's commercials?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yo, sports are a whole different story when it comes to integrity. So we're just going to stick to our industry, man. Because
I agree.
Yeah, anybody who bounces a basketball can get paid to say, hey, this place is good, go eat.
Right. But then that's more of an endorsement, right? Than an integrity thing. I mean, we're talking about, you know, if, you know, Billy was to come to me and say, hey, man, I want to pay to be on the podcast, you know, do a commercial on the podcast. Like, no problem, because I use all of Billy's products. I totally believe in them. You know, if Billy came to me and I didn't use any of his stuff, then that's more of an endorsement, right? Than
I did pay to be on the podcast, though.
Yeah. Jason told you he needed butthole pictures again. The guy.
Twice in a week.
So I know Billy personally, you know, outside of the detail industry, we have plenty of conversations, you know, so I know how he was raised and how he grew up. So he already grew up with the integrity. So my question to you, Billy, is like, when you entered the Marine Corps and you learned the Marine Corps values and you know, how to live like a Marine, do you think that amplified your integrity?
You know, when I went in the Marine Corps, it was a, first of all, you know, to tell that, I have to tell the whole story. But I went in the Marine Corps because, you know, a buddy of mine, that he's like, hey, man, this is what all the hard dudes do, man. You know, we're hard. Let's do it. I'm like, yeah, yeah. And I actually had two friends get killed. You know, one got killed in boot camp. The other was suicide. So it was almost like one of those deals where I just kind of learned as I went. Because when I went in the Marine Corps, I would just following the blind, right? Like, ooh, let's, you know, we're gonna shoot guns and do cool stuff. But I come from a, you know, a pretty rough background, you know, rough upbringing. So yeah, I would say the Marine Corps instilled discipline, integrity, because, you know, it's honor, courage, commitment. It's the Marine Corps, you know, and it instilled some along the way, I think it would get refined, but definitely in the beginning, because I was like, what's this honor, courage, commitment? Now, I mean, I didn't grow up motherless and fatherless. So I just grew up in a, you know, just a different time. Yeah, I would say it had, I think it's more the pride, the uniform, the way you wear your uniform, you know, what you do in uniform, and probably was, you know, more of a factor than, you know, than anything else. I'm like a touch and see kind of guy. Show me and I'll get it.
Right. And you definitely carried that over, you know, once you got out of the military, obviously, you know, you can see it. You bleed the Marine Corps through and through.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it was a learning experience. It was something that straightened me out. I mean, if it hadn't have been for that, you know, the Marine Corps in this industry, you know, are two things that I really give a lot of credit to in my life, because they kept me straight. It kind of kept me in line, or not so squiggly. Marine Corps, definitely not squiggly. Yeah, if it hadn't have been for that, then, you know, it you know, probably would have been a much different life. The way things were headed. I don't know. It could have been a damn Hollywood movie star. We don't know.
If somebody was to play you in a movie, who would it be?
If somebody was to play me in a movie, who would it be? Oh, man. That is a good question. Oh,
George Clooney. I see George Clooney playing you.
George Clooney. Fucking Clooney.
This
Tommy
summer.
Lee Jones.
ADG starring George Clooney.
Clint Eastwood, no.
I would say Clint Eastwood 100%, dude.
Maybe younger Clint Eastwood.
Gran Torino's version.
Somewhere along those lines. Dirty Harry.
Yeah, yeah. I think when you have certain values, you attract people certain with the same values. You know, you are who you hang out with.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I really like who I hang out with. So, you know, they're not living to my standard. I'm living to their standard.
What about you, Alex? Who would play you in a movie? Jonah Hill. Yeah.
I'd play me. Nobody can play me better than me.
Nobody can play you.
Bitch, please.
Oh, my God. Sorry, I had to throw the Jonah Hill in there.
It would be badass.
I don't have tiny hands, though. He's got little tiny hands.
I don't think that makes a difference, Alex.
Yeah, it would.
No one's going to look at his fucking hands.
I they wear me out every time I see them.
Wouldn't that be badass if Hollywood called and said, I want all three of you in a movie right now?
I'd do it.
Oh, I absolutely. That'd be fucking fun, dude.
As long as it was Hollywood and not like Hollywood adjacent, like those types of movies, right? Like,
and not Holly Weird.
I'll get paid to be an extra in a movie. Shit, yeah. That's all I'll do is be an extra. Just if there's a military movie, put me in uniform and tell me to go. Oh shit.
All right, so what else, man? This was your episode.
I know, we can't shut up. I just think in the industry, the integrity lacks. You know, I know a lot more than I should about people, so that's like a gift and a curse in itself. And it's like, you know, you look at these people who get followed, and you're like, dude, this person literally has no integrity, and you know, it's a little sad to see a lot of these detailers who follow these people. And it's like, dude, you're going the wrong fucking way. Like, right. You got all these people out here who actually are honest and will give you, you know, the truth, whether you like it or not. And you choose to go follow these people who just lie to your face.
Well, the thing that kind of falls back to our perception versus reality, right? I mean, like what people put out on Facebook, it doesn't always... I mean, that's the one thing I've always liked about Billy, you know, I mean, even before I started using ADG products, but, you know, was friends with him on Facebook, followed his stuff or whatever, is Billy is exactly what you see is what you get. I mean, he's not.
Absolutely. That's why he's here.
Right. Talking to him offline, online, you know, on the podcast, he is 100%, you know, what you see is what you get. And there's just not a lot of people like that. You know, I mean, you think all these people on Facebook are really cool, and then you meet them in person, they're not, or you think they're a dickhead, and then you meet them in person, they're not. So, you know, I think the integrity thing kind of falls in line with that topic as well.
It absolutely does. Because there's people out there that, you know, I have met and I thought they were great. And then, you know, come to find out, it's like they're not the person who you think they are because they show their true colors one way or another. However they do it, it's like it's almost like a big letdown, you know. Sure. If I thought Billy was this, you know, amazing, charismatic, honest dude, and then, you know, we hang out and he is who he is, and somewhere down the line, it goes to shit, I'd be very disappointed. The same with you, because I hold both of you to a high regard. You know, I'll come to both of you with different issues, you know, about things. We just talk about it, and both of y'all will tell me straight up, like, dude, shut the fuck up and just move on.
Yeah.
And be like, we're a seaman. Let's go pickpocket. Yeah, well, so, you know.
That's why Billy's on here. That's why we brought him on. And look, he's blushing as a motherfucker right now.
Well, Alex gave me too much credit a minute ago. You know, I'm not smart enough to wear two faces, Alex. That's the real story.
Well, there you go.
I think, well, so I always thought of, you know, what if every day you woke up and there's a camera on you, like you're living out your life in your own movie. Joe Rogan, you know, talks about that in a podcast, but you know, what if you're in your own movie, you're the star of your own movie, you know, what would you be, you know, if your life was on camera? I think there's a couple of things. I think that's number one. Let me back up a little bit. The barrier to entry in this industry is a bucket and sponge. I mean, that's the barrier to entry. What do you think you're going to get? There are some high quality people, you know, out here in the industry. I think what if there was this scenario in which, like, once we're dead and gone, like God created you as in an image, you know, it's that, you know, what he thought you should be as a human being. What if we, that's our full potential, and that's what that person looks like, and we live out our life, and when life is over, we, you know, go meet our maker, and we are introduced to our identical twin in the format that the way God intended us to be. How much separation would there be between who we are and who we could have been?
Right. Well, that's a good way of thinking that.
Yeah, it is. Sorry, I gotta charge some shit. All right, we're good to go.
Charging my card again. I already paid once.
So Alex, what do you? I want to know your perspective. I know you kind of touched on it a little bit. You want to elaborate a little more? You know, actually. Speak your mind.
See, this is where it was supposed to be you and me sit back and just sit and do nothing like you.
This
and
is just like a round table discussion, bro.
You turn it around
like, hey, this is your episode.
No, listen, it is your episode. I told you that from the beginning.
It's my topic.
It's your topic, whatever. No, man, I mean, it just going back, you know, the only thing that really gets me, and I'm kind of dealing with it now with a client that I'm working on his car, is just other detailers not having the integrity to do a job right.
That's all day. I mean, I have that with employees. Like, no, I have an employee who he's like, hey, I'm good to go. Is it okay for me to leave? And I was like, I watch him all the time. And I said, hey, did you roll the car, you know, to get the other side of the rims and, you know, tire dress the rest of the tire? He's like, oh, no, I forgot. I'll do that now. But you know, a minute ago, you were just telling me everything was all set and you're ready to go. So, you know, I think integrity is a good value to have, especially as a business owner, as a person, but also, you know, when you go to hire somebody, I think that's a huge key to have.
Well, I think it goes back to like what Billy was saying. I mean, if you're a good person, then you're going to have integrity, right? And if you're just a shitty person, lies all the time, then you're not. What I want to get your guys' information or input on is, since we've been kind of talking about detailers, is what about the companies? What about the brands? Do you feel like companies or brands have more integrity than some of the detailers?
The way I look at it is that they're fucking salesmen, and I never met a salesman who has integrity because they're all about the money, which isn't a bad thing. But I mean, if you're going to sell a product to a detailer, be honest about it.
Right.
Well, I'll tell you, I got an opinion on that, and I'm gonna get myself in trouble. I think that's why you guys charged me to come on the podcast. Let's take his money. Let's take his money and get him in trouble. You know, I can tell you, we work hard, you know, to build chemicals, to build, you know, basically an ecosystem within the detailing industry, coming from two decades of experience actually doing the stuff that we say we do. And, you know, I'll see other companies come out there, and I've told, you know, my wife and I, we've talked about it before, and I was like, we always have to be on our A game, because somebody else is going to come along and try to knock us off or misrepresent. See, here's the deal. American Detailer Garage, if we mislead somebody, guess what? They just shoot me a private message, or they, you know, call or whatever. You can directly get a hold of me. There are other companies out there that make claims, or, you know, but you can't really get a hold of the owner. Owner's not going to give you the time of day. Whoever it is, I'm not targeting any one person. Or maybe they put less than honest things on their labels, right? And then sometimes I get aggravated. And what I've learned to do is just realize that some people are my customers and some aren't. And I know who these people are when they private message me, asking me for shit. When I saw them posting with another company's product 2 weeks ago, whatever. But it happens. That's just what guys do. But, you know, they'll make fake claims, and we're over here selling a premium product. If I put such and such, I'll give you an example. If I put, you know, if I took Valor, I said it's a ceramic spray. Yeah. Every detailer, you know, a bunch of detailers would be like, well, what makes it a ceramic? Blah, blah. How much SiO2 content is in it? You know, you name it.
Right.
Well, Brand X over here can put whatever they want on a label. So now I'm at a disadvantage because they can put whatever they want on a label. You have to jump through 72 hoops to get one answer, you know, to really drill down to find out why they're coming up with these marketing claims. But then I see detailers, oh, I love this product. I love that product. I love this product. And so I have NDAs, you know, so I know things, and I'm not allowed to talk about them, but I can tell you that it's not uncommon for people to misrepresent what they're selling out there. But at the same time, from that company standpoint, I think if I'm going to sit there and call a spade from that company standpoint, they're going to look at me and say, Billy, we just put shit in a bottle and we sell it. We can't, you know, people buy it, they buy it. And that's the unfortunate part with us is, and I tell guys this when I'm talking to them, when I'm training guys, when I'm doing my own videos, you know, you can buy ADG or you can buy whatever brand. There's a lot of great products out there. We're not the only great product. There's a lot of great, there's probably more great products than not great products. Okay. But there are also companies out there who want to put shit in the bottle just to get you to buy it.
Yeah.
What about you, Alex?
What about me? What?
You brought up the question.
Oh, with companies? I don't have as much cool intel with companies like you two do. That's why I wanted to ask you. But I mean, you know, I've never had too many companies that I felt like didn't hold up product wise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe the way that, like you said, they went about selling it, or like Billy said, the way they go about presenting it, you know, kind of comes off like, all right, you know, like, I'm not stupid, you know, I might not know full on chemistry breakdown of it, but I know a little bit about a little bit, and I know what you're telling me is bullshit. But I on the company side, it seems like, you know, I like to deal with companies with people that I know, right, or I have a relationship with, kind of like with Billy, you know, with Marty, with Levi, with Dave and Chris, and, you know, Corey, and, you know, people that have done me well or treated me right and bend over backwards to make sure that, you know, like Billy, you know, I got a bucket from him that didn't have a label on it. All he had to do was send me a label, but no.
Shady companies out there.
Right. But no, you know, like Billy sends me two labels. He sends me another bucket. He sends me, like, you know, this, he sends me that. I mean, like he went way above and beyond. And I even told him, like, dude, I'm not, you know, bitching about anything. I just wanted you to know in case somebody else gets it. I don't even really care for the, you know, if you send me the label, you know, the markings.
Jason, this whole time I'm doing this, sending this stuff, I'm throwing the shit in the bucket. Like, people always fucking bitching about shit. Every time I'm throwing stuff in that bucket. You believe this guy?
But yeah, but I mean, like, you know, that's just where I am. Like, I try to, the people that take care of me, I take care of them. So I think that there ends up not being a deal of dealing with somebody who didn't have integrity with a company like that. Because if I'm honest with them, they're going to be honest with me. So I, you know, as far as the company sides go, I don't really have a lot of issues with that.
I think integrity in general is the makeup of a company. It's just like honesty and trust with other people. Like, you know, I don't care how good you are or what you can do or how talented you are. You know, if you're a piece of shit of a person, you just suck. You suck as a person, right? I don't want anything to do with you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, at least that's the way I feel.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, it is a pretty quick topic to talk about. It's pretty cut and dry, you know, with integrity. I mean, it's pretty straightforward.
You either have it or you don't.
Yeah, pretty much. I guess, you know.
Well, they defining it. Defining is one thing. Is somebody, what's integrity to somebody? Well, to somebody, you know, integrity is, well, I just told the truth. Well, it's a lot deeper than telling the truth. That's honesty. Don't confuse integrity with honesty.
Right.
Integrity is the makeup of who you are as a person, your personality, who you are.
No, definitely. All right. So that was a quick episode.
Oh, we can just shoot the shit now. Shit. Fucking, I know Billy's probably not a big movie guy, but I know Alex saw Mortal Kombat. So what is your thoughts on Mortal Kombat?
I'm waiting for the
Snyder cut.
The Snyder cut.
Oh man, it was a little bit of a letdown, but it was still decent. I'll say that it was a lot better than the '90s.
Yeah.
They made another movie.
Yeah, they did.
I didn't even know. Okay. You were talking about Mortal Kombat. I'm like, I think I saw that when I was a kid.
Yeah, it was decent.
There's a lot more gore this time around.
Yeah. So we talked about it earlier, but I'm going to call Billy out on
the shirts.
On the shirts.
On you pain in the ass.
So anybody who's looking for some shirts from Billy, get on his ass to get some made and throw on the website.
Yeah. And don't fucking message me and tell me you want a shirt and I go buy 80 shirts and sell 5. That pisses me off.
Listen, I want one. I mean, so you got one right there, you know. You start
shit,
with
I'll buy one too. Fuck. Look, two. I think I have a Trenta shirt already, but I need a new one.
Got you two already. Look at that.
I'm kidding, kind. I mean, you know, we do plan on expanding our apparel stuff. We do. Tricky part of it is, so we've looked at a couple options. We've looked at options of just having it where you can go on, you know, the website and you can order freaking flip-flops if you want. You know, you can do that. And But that's okay. It's an interesting option to take. Typically, I like to design the stuff and stock it. And it's more personal, you know, for some of the stuff like that. So, but in the past, I've had people put in requests for stuff and we go get them. And they're slow movers. So, and right now, as we are with everybody listening to this podcast, need you to go out right now, buy some ADG product. Notice when you go to checkout, you get a discount on Breeze. I'm going to go ahead and plug myself. Get that. You guys do that a bunch of times, and I'll stock anything you want to stock. Support me, and I'll support you back. And then I'll appreciate you guys, you know, wearing the apparel. We want to expand that out when we're looking at it from a company standpoint. You know, we have no investors. I'm the only owner. And, you know, so it's like I got a pile of money. Where do I put it to turn money, right? We got to take money and turn money with it. So, again, we'll bring more apparel on. We got some new shirts that we're going to make here real soon. If you guys are interested, drop me a DM or comment, you know, under Alex's post or Jason's post in this podcast and you know, we'll do it. But don't fuck me to death. Want me to make all this stuff and don't buy it.
I'm going to give you a little bit more time. And then I'm just going to take one of the pictures off of your Facebook page of the shirt and just take it to my t-shirt guy and be like, dude, make me this shirt. Cause this
is taking forever. Yeah. You can do that too. No, I'll get some made. I gotta go out of town.
I'm just busting your balls. Hey, I do want to ask you because I know it's something that I think we talked about before offline. I've seen it posted up in the ADG group. What are the chances of you doing the things like Breeze or Shield and gallons for us?
So where
shitload of it.
Yeah, it's something that we're considering doing that as long as sales don't slump. You know, the last thing I want to do is make something in a gallon and then you know, the sales slump. And then, you know, because in the end, you know, and I'll say it, you know, typically for a manufacturing company like us, gallons are not a big moneymaker for us. They're just not. Gotcha. None of it's really a huge moneymaker, guys. Now, kid, you know, let me sit here and sell you a line, but gallons typically are not a big moneymaker. And when you have multiple SKUs, a small company like us, you have to watch what you make and what you put it in. Otherwise, you could find yourself in you know, a financial predicament pretty quick. So everything really has to be strategically done. I'm not dodging your question. So, yeah, Shield and Breeze, that's something that we're considering. Again, if people listen to this podcast, that's something they're interested in. Don't be afraid to express, you know, what you want from us as a company. Ultimately, our job is to put tools in your hand where you can work and make money and get the job done.
Yeah. Cause I've loved Breeze since it came out, and I've actually reordered it a few times now. So now it's, you know, like I order 3 bottles at a time. And in Shield, my first bottle, I finally used that, got comfortable with it, really enjoyed it. So the last order, again, I ordered 3 bottles of it. I don't do a lot of interior stuff. But it's a nice product, man. I like that you can just kind of spray it on and wipe it, and it doesn't leave it super glossy or nasty.
It's like, gives it that natural finish.
It does. Yeah. It's really nice. And it's got that graphene in it, right? I mean, like that. Isn't that all that black stuff that was sitting at the bottom of my bottle?
That's the 3.0 version. That graphene's not on the market yet. So
gotcha. Yeah,
it's that ivory, you know, but I will say this real quick. And you know, just for people out there, because these are things we think about whenever we come out with another SKU, obviously we have a different packaging price, different label price SKU and all right. that. What's more beneficial to guys, to, you know, sell a product like that in a gallon or offer them a case pricing? Right, which, you know, there's 8 pints in a gallon. A case comes with 12 bottles in it. We could maybe do like an 8 bottle deal too. So yeah. I just wonder, guys are just wanting to get the price down a little bit, like economy size pricing. Are they looking for a price? Well, or are they looking for just to pour?
Well, I think for me, when I looked at it, so I was looking at it and I honestly sometimes don't pay attention to price, but sometimes I do. So Shield is what, $20 a bottle, $25 a bottle?
Yeah, I mean, I understand that. Alex, if I had your money, I wouldn't think much about it either. But
yeah,
it's not. Right. It's $19.99.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. As earlier I was saying, hey, pay me a lot of money to review products because I need more money. But like when I looked at the case price was like almost $200, and it's probably very reasonable. But I was like, oh, I kind of want to spend $200. I'll just spend 3 bottles worth. So I just didn't know if like doing it in a gallon, you know, obviously you would save price because you're putting it in one bottle versus you having to do, you know, 12 different bottles or whatever you put in a case and all the labels and all that stuff. The other thing I was going to mention, maybe we could throw it out there, see if you do. So since you don't have gallons and we have to keep buying bottles, what if we save our bottles and ship them back to you? Can we get a credit?
Does Willy Wonka's chocolate factory now?
Can I get a 5-cent deposit, like the glass Coke bottles?
You know, I actually had somebody ask me that once before, and I really always try to look at things in every aspect. And I'm like, you know, I would do something like that. I'd be like, hey, can I send this little bottle back and you just refill it for me? If we were local, we would do something like that. But yeah. I have to go back just for a second because you're right. Yeah. So if we ran 20% off on a case, it's like $190, $190, but that's actually a gallon and a half of product, right? Okay. So, you know, yeah, I just want to be clear. If, you know, yeah, we're close to $200 a case, but that's a gallon and a half of product.
Gotcha.
I mean, I don't know. I'm here to make guys happy. So
yeah. No, I was just curious. I mean, I know you run it off of what's the right way to do it. I mean, for you, I was just curious because, like I said, I've seen a couple other people post up in the ADG group asking if gallons would be available. So I figured, well, I'm not the only one.
The detailers always want something. They do. Of course. I want enough KXKL, maybe some triangle blocks.
I'm sure Noxy will.
we've even thought about making Breeze, selling it just like a small bottle of concentrate. You know, make your own. Okay. And I have thought about that, but at the same time, like I get influx of messages of people asking how to do dilution ratios.
And I know one of the things you said before about Breeze, and I think that's where we were talking about offline of why you didn't really want to do a gallon of it, is because most people would just do the wipeout mixture for window cleaner. Mm-hmm. But I like Breeze.
One of the reasons we came out with Breeze and formulated it, you know, it's a different formulation of wipeout, but one of the reasons we did that was because we were getting so many questions from people about what's 32:1, right? Yeah. Which is our glass ratio for wipeout. If you want to use wipeout on glass, what's the ratio? And guys, I mean, I got to be honest with you. I mean, anybody running a detail shop, you need to know your ratios off the top of your head. You need to know how to do dilution ratios off the top of your head. I mean, that's just kind of like being able to catch a football and run with it if you're going to play football. And, you know, this is no way to insult anybody, but, you know, it's kind of lightened up there for a while. We were just getting blasted with basic ass questions. And I'm like, man, this is stuff you guys should know. This is stuff I knew when I was detailing cars. Because you know why you should know what your ratios are? You damn sure worry about what the price is.
Right.
Well, the price is whatever you make of it on your end.
Right. You know how I do my dilution ratios? Google how many ounces goes into it.
Oh, you want me to show you a quick formula? I'll show you a quick formula. Check this out. If you got a 32-ounce bottle and you want to do 10:1, I want to make 10:1, make wipe out clay lubricant in a 32-ounce bottle.
Right.
So here's what you do. You got 32. Right. Uh-huh. Remember the number 32. And the ratio is 10:1. Okay. 10:1, you take 10 and add 1, makes it 11.
Okay.
Add 11 into, divide 11 into 32. It'll give you 2.9 ounces. Uh-huh. So from now on, and you guys can kind of see me, but everybody else can't.
Yeah.
So if I'm doing 10:1, I just 10 and a 1 is 11. So I do 32-ounce bottle divided by 11, and that's my ratio.
Thanks. Huh.
So that's how I used to do it on the fly.
I'm an idiot, so...
We got the damn charts, the ADG charts. We got to print some more of those.
I just
up
eye that out. Shit. I literally just eye that shit.
Or you can eye by the color.
I do. So
the champion detailers.
Exactly. Eye. I know. I got exactly by the color, dude.
That's a real detailing rock.
I'm like, it didn't look like it was enough.
That's exactly it, dude. And if it's darker than I need it to be, I just pour a little out, add more water, keep doing that shit.
Keep it moving.
Exactly.
I love those detailers because they don't care. They're like, I'm making money. I just pour the shit in there. Right. Give me some. You got more than that.
Seriously. Bro, my all-purpose cleaner, man, I eye that shit constantly. I don't even look at the damn numbers. All right, that looks good. That looks good enough.
When you look at cost per use, I mean, you know, especially with our products, when you look at cost per use, just glug it. Glug. I mean, you know, it's so cheap cost per use, you know, per application.
For real.
I don't usually bitch about pricing too much because I know that stuff's going to last me a while, but sometimes it's like, fuck, man. All right. I got to spend $40 on this gallon.
Shipping.
Plus shipping.
You want to know what I just paid in shipping. I just paid $550 to ship a pallet in shipping. Wow.
Nice.
So I mean, I get it. I understand. Like
it's always up front, right? It's that initial like, you got to pay for it, you know. But then once you get it and you're using it, and you're like, you know, like I was trying to explain to somebody yesterday because they were telling me like F-bomb was expensive, right? $40 for a gallon of F-bomb, and I was halfway through my gallon, and I was like, yeah, but you see, I'm halfway through my gallon, and they're like, yeah. And I'm like, I can't even tell you when I bought this gallon.
Exactly.
I said, and on top of that, I do my big details, and I actually use a foam cannon and everything. I pre-rinse them or pre-soak them, whatever, with F-bomb 50-50. So using a lot just right there.
I think we figured it up one time, like cost per vehicle is like a dollar. Yeah, like by the time you dilute the product, cost per vehicle. And so, you know, I've told people before, if you want a cheaper price, I can sell it to you, RTU. Ready to go. We'll drop it. Are you looking for a price or are you looking for a product? really, because here's the deal. Cost per use is ridiculously cheap. If, you know, if a dollar out of your pocket on a detail is too much, I got nowhere to start with you. Okay. We got nowhere to begin.
Yeah.
You know, but so it's just like gas. Everything's expensive. Gas is expensive. Cars are expensive. My freaking taxes on my house are expensive. I still pay it. I just do it. And so here's something that guys need to understand is, you know, from a psychological aspect of it. If you look at everything from the glass half empty, if you look at everything from the downside of things, that's all you're going to see. And that's all you're going to focus on is the downside of things.
Right.
I don't like paying prices for X, Y, Z. This cigar I'm smoking right now is a $20 cigar. I'm sitting there smoking a $20 bill. Okay. But I don't look at it like that. I look at it as, what am I getting out of it? So if you're spending money for gas, whatever, what's the cost benefit analysis? What's the cost benefit analysis of what you're spending? And then the worst part is the ones that they get mad at you. Well, I'll just go start my own product line. Like, you don't even want to pay with the price I have now.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Wait till you see what this shit really cost.
Right.
I'm talking about what it really cost.
Well, you know, what's funny is, you know, and I know we're way off the integrity topic, but maybe this.
Oh, we passed that now. Man.
Yeah, but maybe this kind of
is integrity, though. That's,
right, but this maybe integrity. This kind of circles back to it, right? So exactly what Billy was just saying, right? Detailers want to be so fucking cheap, and they want to, like, you know. And listen, I've been guilty of it, because there's just sometimes like, hey, if I'm gonna ask, right? Like, can I get it cheaper? If you tell me no, all right, whatever, I pay for it. But yet, detailers are the first ones to throw up, you know, memes of a swirled ass truck and say, you know, cheap isn't good and good isn't cheap, yep. or whatever, right? Like if you're going to go to the $400 guy, you're going to get shit work. You need to come to me, the $2,000 guy. But yet the $2,000 guy is bitching about paying for a $40 quart of a chemical that's going to last them 2,000 cars. Like,
but yeah, the thing about it is this. Let me jump in. So the thing about it is this. Two things real quick. You're not really buying a product. You're buying a product. You're buying support from us. You're buying a lot of experience. We're not just a company putting shit in a bottle. We create products that I wish existed back when I was detailing cars on a daily basis. Exactly. Right. So you're getting support. You're getting, you know, part of like an inner circle. Those ADG guys, they know we're kind of like a family. So you're getting that now. If you want to, that's what you want is loyalty. That's what you want out of your customers. As a detailer, you want loyalty out of your customers. What if they did the same shit to you and they said, well, so-and-so up the street, $20 cheaper, you know? Right. And I've made a joke before about some of these guys. I would love to set up a detail shop in your local, in your town, wherever, you know, John Q Detailer's at. And I would like to compete against you just to see if you really know what you're doing, how to run a business, because I guarantee I can walk into any shop for anybody that's complaining about the price of our products, and your product's not your problem, brother. I promise you, I can come into your shop, spend one day there, and probably pick out 15 different things that you're wasting money on or you're inefficient on. So it's not that you're spending more money.
Right.
It's that, you know, you're losing money somewhere and you're trying to blame it on whatever company's product. So there's just a couple of different ways to look at it. And wow. I've seen that.
Good perspective right there.
Yeah.
I've seen that and experienced it, guys. And, you know, I have. So you take like Alan, my buddy Alan Rich is up in Pittsburgh. Go to that guy's shop. That's where we do Freedom Fest at every year. You walk in this guy's shop. He does crazy numbers every year, high-end detailer. And you're like, where's all your shit, dude? He has what he needs, and that's it. He ain't trying to impress anybody on Instagram. You hardly ever see him post up online. But, you know, he uses what works. And people like that understand the value of what they're buying. Just like detailers. You know, you don't want to deal with the soccer mom with the vomit in the back of the dog hair all in it. Us product manufacturers feel the same way about detailers. You know, or anybody for that matter. I'd rather just find a different client than sit here and deal with somebody that's just fucking cheap. You're fucking cheap. Right. There's no value in cheap, and there's little integrity in cheap too.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah, exactly.
How can you be in a luxury-based business and be fucking cheap? Well, go open a fucking laundromat.
Hey, that's my retirement plan, bro.
Or a fucking bingo hall.
I'm gonna fucking get a laundromat or a car wash. That's my retirement right there.
The best ones, the ones that get mad at you. If they get mad at you, I'm not buying your product anymore. I'm going to go buy somebody else's product. Like, well, it's like saying, you know, I get mad at somebody. Well, I'm not drinking this healthy food anymore. I'm not eating this healthy food. I'm not drinking this stuff that's good for me anymore. Anything that benefits me, I just don't like the guy. People are so petty. That's a lack of integrity, in case anybody was wondering.
Bingo.
Nice.
Oh, shit. Fucking enjoyed this episode for sure, man. I always love talking with Billy.
I love talking to you guys, man. Good people. You guys are good people.
Yeah, we try to be.
Alex,
I think all in all, we want to better the industry any way we can. If we can get people to look at something from a different perspective, you know, that's all we're trying to do. I'll sit here and beat dudes in the ground, but at the same time, you know, I'm gonna pick them up, dust them off, and love on them, and be like, look, you know, we could have been doing something else with our lives. I care enough about this industry, you know, than to launch, you know, a Ghost Rider product somewhere and just focus on Amazon, right? We're in the trenches with everybody else, and most people don't even know that Beth and I both still work a full time job, you know, and run ADG. So I promise.
Until next month.
Coming up soon. Yes, coming up soon. I'm about to get you guys are gonna stop bitching about prices because I don't know how in the world I'm gonna have a cigar anymore.
Everybody, we gotta send Billy some cigars.
Next month, ADG prices are gonna go through the roof next month.
You guys talking about gallons, she was about to go to 8 ounces.
For Billy's cigar fund.
It ain't easy, but it's worth it.
Yeah.
No, it isn't.
Well, Jason. You got anything else? I mean, I like to try to keep these at an hour now. So we're coming up there. If you got anything else, if not, we'll do the old wrap up.
So I think we'll plug in a little bit of the episode for next week. We should talk about that. See, is Chelsea coming on next week?
I don't know. I didn't hear back from her.
Okay. Anyways.
That means I'll probably be back on next week, folks.
Yeah, if we don't have our guest next week,
we'll bring Billy back on again.
We'll bring Billy back on, and we'll just talk about something else. But next week, hopefully, we're going to have Chelsea. And forgive me, I think her last name is Longbow.
Yeah.
So next week, we'll talk to her about influence in the industry because, you know, she does a lot of YouTube videos, and I think that'll be a good topic to discuss. So be on the lookout for next week's episode as well.
That sounds like a plan. All right. So by now, everybody should know where to find Billy. But Billy, just in case didn't listen to the last three episodes you were on.
Or lives under a fucking rock.
Yeah, or lives under a rock. Somebody wants to get a hold of you, talk to you about why you don't have gallons of ADG products, or wants to send you a cigar. Where are they going to get a hold of you at?
Just write me a letter.
Just write me a letter.
Okay, well, we need an address or something. Billy, Kentucky. They're going to be like, well, we know exactly where he's at.
I'm in the woods. You can find me at AmericanDetailerGarage.com. AmericanDetailerGarage, LLC at gmail.com. That's on the website if you need the email. LLC on the end, AmericanDetailerGarage, LLC at gmail.com. And, you can Google my fucking name. No, I'm just kidding.
you forgot your OnlyFans, man. The Snake Man 69
on the OnlyFans. Been working on some new content on there, you guys. Get ready.
And for everybody who doesn't know, he's not gonna talk about it, but I'm gonna put it out there because once it's out there, then he's gotta nut up and shut up about it. Billy's gonna do a podcast. He's going to do his own podcast.
And, yes, he is.
I'm excited to
be on the lookout for that.
I'm excited to hear what he's going to talk about.
I am too. I got big shoes to fill, man. So you might get the same guest on there.
That's fine.
That goes back to integrity when you can call your buddies that have a podcast and be like, I got a question. I got this really cool logo. How do I do the rest?
Yeah. I got a podcast. I just don't have a really cool logo. So whatever. I did it backwards.
You got a badass painting though.
I do.
For sure.
I do.
For sure.
Jason, everybody knows where they can find you. Paint Assassins pretty much across the board. And you are listening to our podcast. So hopefully you know where to find us. We are pretty much across the board. Detail Solutions, Auto Spa, Anchor, Apple, Google, Spotify.
You just mentioned your own business.
Oh, Detail Solutions Podcast. My bad. It's been one of those days, boys. Been one of those days.
You tell solutions podcast, baby.
Podcast, yeah. See, that's another thing that happens when you get really lazy and you name your podcast after your business. That sometimes.
But if you are in the Orlando area and you do a bunch of car detail, Detail Solutions Auto Spa is where you need to go.
There you go.
He don't buy cheap products either.
Yeah, we don't. Detail Solutions Podcast on Facebook, Instagram. I think that's it. That's more than I can handle, actually. So, gentlemen, I appreciate you guys doing this episode. Jason, glad you finally came up with a topic. Thanks for joining the crowd. I kid. Jason has a part in every topic. This one was actually a really good one, I thought, when he came up with it. Billy, thanks again for being guests on the podcast.
Well, thanks for having me, guys. You know, you guys, this is, I listen to a lot of detail on podcasts, and this is a damn good podcast you guys do. You guys work together, and it's always fun being on here with you.
Appreciate that, man. Awesome.
Thank you, man.
All right, gentlemen, have a good night. That's it.
Oh, that's a wrap. There's no after the show show?
No, there's no after the show show.
Yes, well. There is an after show.
The after the show for me is going and putting that one to bed. So, no. Yeah. No.
We can work on my OnlyFans.
All right, gentlemen, I'll talk to you later.
Good night, guys.
Good night.
Thank you.